This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, the coronavirus has left nearly 220,000 people dead and infected more than 3 million. Nearly one-third of them in the United States where confirmed coronavirus cases have topped 1 million. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials also warned state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 60,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That's more than the fatalities in the Vietnam War. More than 27,000 people have died in Italy, and the UK has the world's third worst loss of life at just over 26,000. This as the country began including people who've passed away in care homes in their statistics for the first time. Spain and France have each reported more than 24,000 deaths, but daily tolls appear to be on a downward trend, and they are all charting their way out of shutdown. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions, but told reporters Wednesday the recent low infection rates were not good enough. The Prime Minister also, again, defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. United States President Donald Trump has assailed the World Health Organization as not responding quickly or aggressively enough to the coronavirus situation. We have full coverage on that story and all the day's news on voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said its emergency committee will meet Thursday to assess the coronavirus pandemic, the first such talks since it declared the disease an international emergency 3 months ago. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has come under fire over how the UN Health Agency has handled the outbreak that first emerged in China in December. The Federal Reserve said Wednesday the coronavirus pandemic has already caused tremendous health and economic hardship and warned the damage to the U.S. economy will continue. Germany's economy minister says that country will experience the worst recession in the history of the Federal Republic, founded in 1949. The International Labor Organization said half the global workforce, around 1.6 billion people, are in immediate danger of having their livelihoods destroyed. One of the worst-hit areas of the world economy is the aviation industry. World air traffic suffered a massive drop of more than half in March compared with the same period last year. The International Air Transport Association said that is the largest decline in recent history. U.S. plane builder Boeing announced plans to reduce its workforce by 10% and slash production of its main airliners, while European aviation giant Airbus also reported big losses. Amid the economic damage from COVID-19, science is providing a glimmer of hope against the pandemic, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
An experimental drug called Anthony Fauci saying on average it cut the time patients needed to recover from the virus by 4 days.
What it has proven is that a drug can block this virus.
A treatment could have a giant impact on the pandemic, since Fauci and other health officials say any vaccine is likely a year or more away. The FDA says it's been talking with Remdesivir's maker about having the drug available for patients as fast as possible. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Libya's eastern-based forces will cease fire for Ramadan, their spokesman said Wednesday. They suffered setbacks during weeks of intense fighting against the internationally recognized government. A spokesperson for the Libyan National Army, the LNA, said in a television broadcast the ceasefire came at the request of the international community and friendly countries. Both the LNA and the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, the GNA, have already said twice this year they would stop the fighting, but there was a sharp escalation in warfare last month. The Czech Republic faces its worst drought in 500 years, experts said Wednesday, its environment minister describing a long stretch of bone-dry weather as simply catastrophic. This spring has seen rivers drop to levels significantly lower than the seasonal averages recorded in recent years, also plagued by drought. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.